Well, it is time for Wonderful Water, our monthly check-in with our friends over at the Orange Water and Sewer Authority. Community participation is key in local government and many different community local entities, and that is absolutely no different with OWASA. Governing a critical public utility effectively requires a group of many dedicated volunteers with a broad range of knowledge and experiences, and members of the Orange Water and Sewer Authority Board of Directors are appointed by local elected officials as the OWASA Board sets policies governing the local water and sewer service provider. With upcoming appointments this year just around the corner, we are excited to learn more about what it is like to serve on the OWASA Board with Board Chair Ray DeBose and Vice Chair Bruce Boehm joining us today in studio. Ray, Bruce, thanks so much for taking the time. How are you guys?
I'm fine. Thank you, Brian. It's good to be here.
Absolutely. Bruce, welcome.
Great.
So how did you guys get started on the OWASA Board? You have both served in your roles for a little while. How would you describe and define that experience for someone who might not be aware of kind of how this board of OWASA typically works? And Ray, let's start with you.
Well, it's very rewarding. It's a lot of work, at least up front. The first year, you learn. It's like being a freshman in school. You learn, but you're in a different environment. But the learning is there, and you study, and then after a while, you start to learn get comfortable in the environment, and then the work is comes a little bit easier. I don't want to say it's easy, but
sure.
it comes a little bit easier once you become comfortable with the environment. But what a better way to serve the community than supporting the provision of water and sewer services. It's very critical to life in the community, and so that's just a very rewarding experience.
Absolutely. Bruce, turning to you, how did you get added to the board, and how did you get interested in joining the board?
Yeah, sure. I mean, following up what Ray said about community service, I'm at the point in my career that basically retired and was interested in helping the community I live in. I had no experience doing this sort of thing. And a friend of mine used to work at OWASA and said, hey, you'd probably be good at it. Would you consider it? And I said, sure. Read up a bit, talked to a few folks, and I said, I'll give it a shot. And that was 3 years ago. And I've enjoyed it quite a lot. It's a very steep learning curve, as Ray said. It's completely different from the business that I was in before. But it's rewarding, educational, and it's been fun.
I'm sure it is all of those things. And for people who might not be aware of the board and its responsibilities, you know, we have folks on the Wonderful Water sharing their roles in this big process of getting the community safe water and sewer services. What are, Ray, turning back to you, some of the responsibilities that the board actually has?
Well, we're responsible for setting policy for the organization. For example, a long-range water supply plan. We're not responsible for doing the engineering study or even understanding the details of that all that goes into understanding the community's water requirements in the long term. But we're responsible for setting the policy in that regard. We also set the budget for the organization. We're currently in the budget review and approval process right now.
Oh, yeah, as are many of the local entities, and it is quite the process, I imagine. Turning back to you, Bruce, this guiding hand over the rest of OWASA, essentially, as the board does, what are some of the priority decisions that the board is going to be making during this budget season and during just the next few months, but as well as kind of on a year-to-year basis when it comes to either projects or kind of long-term visions for OWASA?
Sure. Well, rates are very important. That's a yearly thing that we look at, and that's intimately tied in with the budgeting process. The long-range water supply, OWASA looks out some 50 or perhaps longer years in their planning on the water supply, and that's quite a complicated process to do, and we review that. The organization has some 140, 150 employees, so there's an awful lot of general administrative work that management does, and we review that. The organization spends an enormous amount of resources, both time and money, on the infrastructure. We have miles and miles and miles of pipe, both fresh water and sanitary pipe, and that pipe needs to be maintained, replaced on a regular basis. So a lot of effort goes into that. We try to ensure that there's a diverse workforce, a fair bit of time spent on that. So it's a very complicated organization and with a lot of moving parts. And we hope that we have the team in place, and I have very high confidence in the team that we have to manage all those moving parts.
We're speaking with Bruce Boehm, who you heard there, as well as Ray DuBois, the vice chair and chair, respectively, of OWASA's board of directors. Their website, owasa.org, is the place to go to learn more about the Orange Water and Sewer Authority. And we're speaking with them ahead of new appointments to the OWASA board by local governments. And Ray, turning back to you, Bruce kind of talked about his background in business and how it was totally different from what he is doing now on the OWASA Board of Directors. But what kind of backgrounds do people who are going to serve on the board need to have?
Well, I'm an engineer. I retired from the university in 2012, and my responsibilities were included working with OWASA. I've been working with OWASA since it was formed in 1976, for a long time. I've come to really respect them for the organization that they are, the expertise that they have, the quality of individuals that work on the OWASA staff. And so this is very similar. I'm very comfortable with the technical and that, but that's not required. The staff do the heavy lifting. The staff are the experts, and they do that very, very well and report to the board on various issues that we discuss that we face. But there's a lot of different skills, backgrounds that are very welcome on the board. The OWASA addresses infrastructure investment, as Bruce mentioned, and so expertise there or something in that field. We of course employ compensation and benefits, finance and rate setting, customer service and affordability, environmental protection, forestry, public health, and community engagement. So there are a lot of different areas that the OWASA staff cover in their day-to-day responsibilities, and so anything related to that, the primary thing is to have an interest in serving the community. There is some time involved. There's some reading before every meeting, and of course the board packets include all of that. But a number of different, and of course the diversity on the board is important to representing the entire community.
Absolutely. And so with this appointment period coming up, Bruce, turning back to you, if somebody is listening to our conversation and says, that sounds like something I might want to be doing either with the time I've got on hand or with my background experience, if they've got interest in serving on the board, what would be their next step or who's the person to go to if they have any questions?
Sure. The easiest would be to go to the OWASA website, which is owasa.org/board-of-directors. They can read information about the board. It's got pointers there to get to the various municipalities that appoint directors. There's a list of all the directors with contact information. Folks can ping any one of us, and I'm sure we would all be happy to spend some time on the phone chatting or by email. Management at OWASA, of course, would be interested in talking to candidates. Ultimately, they would need to apply to either the town of Chapel Hill, town of Carrboro, or Orange County, fill out an application, and then be interviewed by a group within those municipalities.
Ray, as we wrap up the conversation, anything else you want to add to our listeners in terms of, getting interested in the appointment process, interested in serving on the board, or any other facets of what's going on at OWASA?
Well, I invite anybody that's interested to attend the meetings.
Yeah.
The information about the meetings, the schedule, we meet typically twice a month on the second and the fourth Thursdays in the evenings. And there's information about how to attend, even virtually, those meetings. So if there is an interest, I think that it would be important for somebody to review the agenda packet for a particular meeting and attend that meeting, at least virtually, and see if that looks like something that they might want to participate in.
Well, you heard him, folks. The place to go if you want to get more information on potentially serving on OWASA's board of directors is OWASA.org, and you can find everything else that's going on with the Water and Sewer Service Authority on that website, too. OWASA Board Chair Ray DuBois and Vice Chair Bruce Boehm, thank you guys so much for joining us today on Wonderful Water.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Once again, Wonderful Water, as always, brought to us in partnership with OWASA.